It is 6 in the morning.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Dis definitief somer vandag. Pretoria op na 33 grade, Johannesburg 31, Polokwane 'n maksimum van 29.
Goeiemôre, ek sê rekening in Pretoria. Verkeers te buitewerking op Transoranje weg, waar dit nie werk by Middle Crescent nie.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Man United and Spurs sink again as Man City put 6 past Ipswich and a 10-man Kaizer Chiefs beats Kukuna United in the Bidway Premiership.
Ons begin in Limpopo waar 'n deurbraak gemaak is in die ondersoek na misdaad by die Chueni kliniek. 2 verpleegsters is vroeër die maand vanuit die kliniek ontvoer, aangerand en verkrag, wat gelei het tot die tydelike sluiting van die kliniek. Premier Popi Ramatuba het gister gesê dat 'n 9 mm pistool en lewendige ammunisie by die verdagte gekry is.
They also recover additional items which included the laptops, the smart cell phones, a panga and cash. The recovered firearm, it was linked to one of the cases because we could conclude that it was stolen during a house robbery involving a female police officer.
Na politiek in die ANC, die partij het die naweek sy eerste nasionale uitvoerende komitee vergadering van die jaar gehou en heel bo aan die agenda die toekoms van die ANC in Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal. Die twee provinsies was die ANC se grootste verloorders in verlede jaar se verkiesing. Die ANC sê hy moet gebalanseerd wees wanneer hy besluit om sy strukture in die provinsies of te ontbind of te versterk. ANC-woordvoerder Maklengi Bengumutsiri het gister in Boksburg aan die media gesê ander faktore wat in ag geneem word, is of daar sterk politieke strategieë en funksionerende takke in Gauteng en KZN is.
We don't have a report that suggests that disbandments have produced a negative trend consistently. We also don't have a report that suggests that reinforcements have produced either a positive or negative trend. So we've got to be very balanced.
Na die Noordwes waar die polisie sê leuns en FOP-inligting word versprei daar is geen waarheid in berigte dat die polisie beplan om skag 10 van die verlate goudmyn in Stilfontein op te blaas nie. Die SAPS sê sy plofstofspan het die skag deursoek en geen teken van 'n ontploffing is gekry nie. Dis nadat die operasie verlede week tot 'n einde gekom het om onwettige mynwerkers vanuit skag 11 van die myn na die oppervlak te bring. In internasionale nuus het 2 busse vroeër vanoggend in Gaza ingery met 90 gevangenes van die Palestynse gemeenskap wat in Israëlse tronke aangehou en nou vrygelaat is. Die vrylatings kom nadat die skietstilstand tussen Israel en Hamas wel toe gister van krag gekom het. Die langverwagte skietstilstand het begin toe 3 vroulike Israëlse gijselaars aan die internasionale komitee van die Rooikruis oorhandig is. Hamas sê vir elke gijselaar wat vrygelaat word, sal 30 Palestynse gevangenes uit Israel se tronke kan stap. En die week begin baie warm in Gauteng as ook dele van Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria, Mpumela en Rustenburg op na 33 grade, Johannesburg 31, Emalahleni 30, Polokwane 29. As jy reis, Kaapstad 24, Klibbega 26, Durban 28, Bloemfontein op na 36 grade. Ek's gehad het Susa the top story this hour. A suspect's been arrested for the kidnapping and rape of 2 nurses at a Limpopo clinic.
Good. Excellent. Well done. 604. Martin is not here this morning. Any rede daarvoor? Miskien kan Felicity verduidelik. Hoekom is Martin? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. It's really not common knowledge yet about the fact that he was claimed to be Chinese-owned and we have to de-link from Martin in order to be able to stay in business. Ay, man. What's this? No! Why is Martin not here? Why is he not here?
Okay, I need you guys to remember that we spoke about this last week Thursday. Mm. He did say that if he wasn't here on inauguration... then we just need to take into account that you've never seen Martin Bester
and Donald Trump in the same room. What are you saying, so... Felicity? I've seen the hairs on this desk and none of them are beige or yellow.
Yeah, but Martin is very good at disguise.